News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Too many people have lost their lives on Irish roads so far in 2024. So does Ireland's approach to transportation engineering contribute to the danger on our roads? I'm joined by Wesley Marshall, Professor of Civil Engineering at the University of Colorado, Denver, and author of Killed by a Traffic Engineer, Shattering the Delusion that Science Underlies Our Transportation System. Wes, good morning to you. How much of a factor is road design in the rising number of deaths?
Well, it's a big part of it. And the problem is that our data doesn't lead us to even think that we have an issue. Like it's too easy to blame all of our crashes or most of our crashes on the road users that are out there trying to use these roads that we've provided for them.
When you look at the roads in this country, many of them are historic roads that would have been fit for donkeys and carts that then had asphalt put on them, which means that there's very few straight roads, lots of twists and turns. And on those secondary, tertiary roads where most accidents happen, road design was almost an afterthought. Is that a factor we need to start thinking of more?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, it's part of it for sure. At the same time, I know in a lot of US cities, a lot of the streets, a lot of the roads that were built in the 17, 1800s, well before traffic engineering ever existed, those sometimes are the safest ones. And when I think about safety, it's not just fender benders. You really need to think about safety in terms of fatalities and severe accidents. Like if the crashes are happening and you're getting those more severe crashes, that is where your real problem is. It's not where the fender benders are.
What are the basic elements that you see going wrong the most?
Well, I think it comes down to the fact that if we design a road that is maybe overly wide and overly straight, and we throw up a speed limit sign that, you know, is sort of artificially low and people speed on it, we blame them for doing so, even though the traffic engineers provided this road. You know, if somebody jaywalks and gets killed, we blame them for jaywalking. And oftentimes you zoom out and you look around and there's no safe place to cross and there's no decent sidewalks. And you can start to understand why they did what they did. So, you know, for the sake of liability, insurance companies, the police, it's fine to think about the road user and which one might be at fault. But for the sake of traffic engineers and making our world safer, we need to focus on more what we can do in terms of the engineering side to make our transportation system safer.
We've spent a lot of time in recent years here in Ireland trying to segregate the roads a little bit better to protect cyclists, vulnerable users of the road from the cars that would otherwise be there. It's inevitably fractious because the people driving the car always feel that they should get the priority. Are we doing the right thing by segregation?
Well, it's hard because you see a lot of sort of shared spaces where you have all the modes mixed together. And oftentimes those end up being some of our safest streets. Oftentimes what happens is we've slowed cars down and the drivers down enough where they are safe for the other road users. But the problem often comes when we're trying to shove like a bike lane onto a bigger, faster road. And then we combine that with the type of bigger cars a lot of people are driving these days. It's not a good mix. So in those sort of situations, you have to have real protection between them. And by real protection, I'm not just talking about paint or plastic sticks, like actual real bollards or something that is more substantial that protects those modes.
Yeah, well, we have whoever manufactures plastic bollards certainly has had a bit of a boon lately because there seems to be an awful lot of them around. But they just pop up and pop down. If you hit them with your car, they don't protect the vulnerable road user, do they?
Oh, they're designed to pop right back up. And in one of my recent presentations, I showed videos of them testing them. So at 70 plus miles per hour, so 50 plus like kilometers per hour, cars, trucks can drive right over them and they pop back up. So, you know, they're nice visually. Maybe they might help with traffic calming. But in terms of protecting the people on the other side of it, they don't do much.
Having spoken to many Americans who've driven on Irish roads, one of the things they're consistently fascinated by is the warning sign over an accident black spot. I've had to explain it on a number of occasions going, well, look, lots of accidents happen because there's a bad bend here or there's a hidden dip that you don't see. And the obvious question is, well, why don't you fix it? And of course, nobody ever fixes these problems. They just warn the user about them. So should our local authority, should our government be taking different course of action than just putting up a be careful here, there's a dangerous bend ahead?
You know, it's funny. I have a lot of pictures of it's a sign. It's not that common in the US, but I have about a half a dozen pictures. It's just like dangerous intersection ahead. And that same question comes up. It's like, what the heck? Why don't we fix this? But when you look into why a traffic engineer would put up a sign like that, is to protect themselves from liability. Like, that's the easiest way to do that. Fixing the problem oftentimes is costly, and you don't really know sometimes how to do that. So you could maybe say the same thing is happening there. Like, it helps protect maybe the municipality or the traffic engineer from a known hotspot that's dangerous. At the same time, when people think something is unsafe, maybe they behave a little bit more safely. So there are some possibilities for as to why that could help. But when you take a step back, it means at some level we've failed to provide a safe place, and we can do better.
We have this terrible trend in Ireland right now, upwards, when it comes to the people who are losing their lives in road traffic accidents. Is there any single solution that we can apply? We're consistently saying more enforcement of the rules, but is there anything that can be done to try and arrest this trend?
Yeah, I mean, I think enforcement is okay, but it's usually a short-term solution, and there's other problems that come with it. Same with trying to educate road users to do better. Like, if you look at the research, that has historically shown not to help at all. So I think we need to go back to putting the onus on people like me, the traffic engineer that designs the transportation system, to do better with engineering. And part of that is taking a different look at every fatal or severe crash that happens, and trying to understand why these people are doing what they did in the road system, and not just blaming them for what it was, and trying to understand how we can engineer things to be better.
Wesley Marshall, Professor of Civil Engineering at the University of Colorado. Thanks for joining us at News Talk Breakfast. Are the roads to blame? Is your local road more dangerous than others? 531 is...
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Six for cost.